there, kids. It's your old pal, Uncle Noli. I got all the advice for all your questions. Stick around. Our first question comes from Polish Alex. Dear Uncle Noli, what is the best way to kill the guy who stole your girlfriend? Buddy, you don't need to murder someone who stole your girlfriend. First of all, if your girlfriend allowed herself to be stolen, she's not worth it. And he's dead anyway. She left you. Leave her alone. His problem now.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Ubeluz. Uncle Noli, I really do need you to answer the universal question. Why? Why not? Gotcha!
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Orami7. Uncle Noli, I can't stop smelling my own farts when they come out. I think I have a problem. You do. How do I resist the urge to smell my own farts? Please help. All right, listen, Orami7, what are you doing? All right, listen, everybody kind of likes their own brand. But when you're looking to eat beans and cabbage and things like that, just so you can fart, just so you can smell them, you got an issue. You're an addict. You're a fart addict. You love the gas. Just your own. Here's what you got to do. Long time ago, Uncle Noli went fly fishing, okay? And what you do when you fly fish is you put on waders that come up to here. Now, the night before, I had imbibed a few drinks, a few too many beers, and that whole day I thought it was so funny that I farted all day long in the waders. Couldn't smell a thing. When I took them off, I passed out. Okay? That's methane. It could kill you. You're taking your life in your own hands with your ass gas. Okay? Leave it alone. Step away. Start smelling other people's. Then you'll remember that it's gross. You're gross. Stop it.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Mabel's Unstable. Dear Uncle Noli, what do you do when someone forgets the 6-foot COVID rule? Oh, that's simple, Mabel. You cough on them and say, uh-oh, looks like you have it too now. They will never come near you again.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from The Hunter. Dear Uncle Noli, what should I do if my two best friends just had a fight? Well, Hunter, you should stay out of it. Let them deal with it. They're grown-ups. You getting involved, and they're like picking sides, and now you're in the fight. Okay? Two's company, three's a crowd, especially in a fight. Stay out of it, all right? That is one threesome Uncle Noli doesn't want to be in. Unless it's another dude. It's weird.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Alex Ryall. Uncle Noli, sometimes I like to sit down to take a piss, like a woman, for a treat. Do you do the same? If not, do I need help? Oh, Alex, you're just lazy, and I love it. Yeah, sometimes Uncle Noli has to get up in the middle of the night, take a leak. I'm sleepy. Sometimes I bring my pillow, sit backwards on the toilet, take a little nap. It's a beautiful thing. Women have got it made their whole life. Sit down to pee, unless you're in the woods. Then be happy you're a guy and you can stand and do it. All right? Also, you don't need toilet paper to dab your urethra. Boom. Just a little shake. No squeeze.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Uncanny Player. Hey, Uncle Noli, are you a good dancer? And have you advice to become a better one? No and no.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Big Max. Uncle Noli, what are you to do when you're too scared to shoot your shot? Pass the ball, Max. Okay? Can't shoot it? Pass the ball. Don't be LeBron. Pass the ball.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Bam Waffle. Uncle Noli, I'm a fan of dark stouts. Is Guinness worth a try? If you're a fan of dark stouts, Guinness is the only try. It is the first try and the last try. Yeah, there's a lot of great stouts out there. Maybe if you're a fan and you've never had Guinness, you're not a fan. Stupid. Also, should I drink it from the bottle, can, or glass? Bottle, can, or glass? From a glass, from the tap. From Ireland, preferably. Piss me off. Go to Ireland. Get a pint. And shut up. Guinness. It's good for you.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from David R. Uncle Noli, do you prefer the back door or the front door? Whatever door's open, David. Whatever door's open.
Uncle Noli knows sometimes.
Our next question comes from Chloe. Dear Uncle Noli, I am a nanny to three children. How do you handle a crazy six-year-old girl? Oh, well, Chloe, as a nanny, why don't you take the kids to the zoo or the park on a nice long walk and then just leave the crazy one there? She finds her way home, she's not that crazy. And if not, the parents will probably thank you because, you know, three kids, especially if one's crazy. It's a lot to handle, just gonna say. You know what I mean? And she's only six. How close and attached can they be, right? You'll probably get fired. You will get fired. New job.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Park Yanwa. Uncle Noli, I was wondering if you accidentally punch yourself and it hurts, does that mean that you're weak or strong? Well, Park Yanwa, it doesn't mean if you're weak or strong when you punch yourself and it hurts. It means you're stupid because you punched yourself. You're stupid. Don't punch yourself.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Nephew Adam. Hi, Uncle Noli. How do you scratch your balls while in public? Okay, first of all, you probably should get yourself an anti-itch cream before you go out in public. A lot of that scratching's a lot better and a lot more effective in private. You know what I'm saying? But if you get the urge to itch, maybe excuse yourself, find a nice little quiet spot, and then go to town. Now, if you're around a lot of people and the itch is just too much, I say you own it and just scream, "Excuse me, everybody, while I scratch my balls!" And then go to town. Scratch at will. Maybe get someone to scratch for you. Maybe get someone to scratch for you.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from SaberTac. Uncle Noli, why do you wear glasses? Well, SaberTac, every man reaches a certain age where he needs glasses to remind himself he can still read. Nothing. Ooh, I'm smart again. I'm old. Boom.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Icewall Oakham. Dear Uncle Noli, is it true that anything is a dildo if you're brave enough? Not if you work in a pumpkin farm. Ooh, gourds in your ass!
Uncle Noli knows sometimes.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for sending in your questions. Hey, keep them coming. I got all the time in the world. It's COVID. Wear a mask.
Advice from Uncle Noli stars Nolan North and was created by PJ Harzma, Drew Lewis, and Nolan North. This episode was edited by me, Stephanie Judge, and mixed by Paul Bach. Music was composed by Stephen Phillips and Boss House Music. Additional music by Stryker Big Band. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. This show is brought to you by Red Bear Films and Retro Replay. I'm Stephanie Judge. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.